Litfire presents Ms. Bambo by Carol Craig Cowan Lanyon. Performed by Rachel Fulginetti. One. Bambo. My first child called her Bama, from which arose Bambi, finally evolving into Bambo. A friend anointed her Ms. Bambo, reserved for formal address. Though my childhood friends still comment on her remarkable beauty, I never thought of her in such terms. She was just my mama, her lap warm and comforting, her words sweet and reassuring. Through cold winters, she warmed my clothes over the floor furnace when dressing me. So many scraped knees and hurt feelings she mended with gentle kisses and the soft stroke of her fingers through my hair. While Daddy, a geologist, examined the world with a scientific, pragmatic eye, Bambo filled my thoughts with whimsy and magic. She showed me nature's artwork in the clouds and rocks and trees. Fairies and elves lived in our flower garden and put marshmallows in my hot chocolate. Special angels watched over me. She pinned cup towels to my shoulders for wings, and I leaped and twirled to the strains of Grieg, Tchaikovsky, and Prokofiev on the Victrola. I flew through the house, imagining thick, verdant forests and spacious green meadows, dotted with wildflowers beneath treacherous snow-laden peaks that harbored hairy mountain giants who snatched up little children and ate them for lunch. For me, the hungry giants posed no more than an exciting chase to the living room couch that served as a fortress. I could fly to the protection of my bed to fend off snarling wolves. The dining room was a parade ground to march with toy soldiers while sugar plum fairies awaited me in the den. While Daddy provided me with rocks to identify and the enrichment of National Geographic, Bambo filled the coffee table with heavy art books that I was barely able to drag onto my lap. I could step into Edward Hopper's Night Scene and walk down the street with Hi Yaller, the classy black woman in a floaty yellow dress and a big straw hat. I stood on a shore watching Winslow Homer's strong black man in a rowboat, as he battled the high winds and waves of a storm. I knew he reached land safely because Bambo told me so. Daddy was our absolute defender, a cane-wielding dragon slayer who kept us safe from Hitler and the Japs. He told me I was the prettiest and smartest little girl in the world who could be anything I wanted to be if I tried hard enough. Bambo tempered his bold aspirations for me with simple thoughts. "Pretty is as pretty does," she would say. When I was 5, I ran away from home to taste a little life on my own. Bambo fixed me a cheese and pickle sandwich, helped me pack, and gave me a dime for expenses. She wished me well and waved goodbye from the kitchen door. My journey took me as far as the lowest limb of the weeping willow tree at the end of the front yard. Remote, yet near enough to run home in the event of possible threats and dangers. Once settled, I couldn't think of anything to do except eat and put on my nightgown. I wasn't certain what a runaway might do except steal food and hide from bad people, but I had no such need. I listened to the endless chirr of the summer locusts and watched a bagworm weave a cocoon. I searched the cloudless sky and looked at the newly mowed grass. There was not much else to do but look around, since I had forgotten to bring a book. I stared at Ming and Hattie, the dogs across the street, and they stared back at me, turning their heads from side to side in wonder at the girl in the tree. Bambo never once came out to check on me, but I could see the periodic and reassuring flutter of the bedroom curtains. When I discovered that there was no place to lie down in the tree and realized that if I fell asleep sitting upright, I might crash to the ground and break my head, or worse, I climbed down and went home, still in my nightgown, ignoring a well-scratched elbow. There was no scolding. Bambo welcomed me at the
sample complete. Ready to continue?